While New Hampshire may not be known for earthquakes, the town of Merrimack is now host to the Granite State's first seismograph available for public use. Residents of the town can go to the public library to view the machine, which has been tracking seismic activity for the past few months. As NHPR's Michael Brindley reports, library officials say they've picked up some interesting results and hope to spark an interest in science among local students.
Merrimack Public Library Director Yvette Kauser got her introduction to earthquakes about 2 years ago.
We were sitting in this meeting across the street at one of the meeting rooms in Town Hall, and all of a sudden we hear this rumbling, and us on the tape, it's, you know, seven of us going, huh, what was that?
That feels like an earthquake.
It's an earthquake.
It is an earthquake.
That was an earthquake?
It's an earthquake.
I didn't know there were earthquakes in New England. I had no clue. And I sat through one.
Now that her library is home to New Hampshire's only public seismograph, Kauser says she's since become more knowledgeable about the science behind tremors. The machine was installed in April, and while there haven't been any earthquakes to speak of, she says they've tracked some interesting vibrations.
We pick up stuff that you wouldn't expect us to pick up. We picked up the fireworks that were put off on the 6th, and the fireworks here in Merrimack are shut off up the hill at the high school, so we think we picked up those recordings.
We walk over to the machine, and if you've never seen the seismograph before, it doesn't look all that high-tech. There's a computer screen that displays seismic readings, and below that is the seismograph itself, which kind of looks like a scale.
There's some liquid in a dish sitting in the center of it, and the whole thing is covered by a upside-down fish tank.
We're not picking up a lot of activity at the moment, so we give the machine a test run.
If we stomped our feet really hard, would
we
see it?
Jump. We could jump right. You want to jump? Okay, so let's jump on three, and we'll watch the spike. Ready? Okay, one, two, three. Ready, go. Okay, so if you look, you'll see it. So there's a big spike, and that's us jumping, and then we land. It does take a little bit of time for the motion that we created just a couple of feet away to travel to the machine.
The library partnered with the Weston Observatory at Boston College, which has been working for the past decade to get publicly available seismographs into schools and libraries across Massachusetts.
And now we're expanding out to New Hampshire, and there is so much good data already flowing. It's incredible.
Marilyn Bebo is administrator of the Weston Observatory and associate director of the Boston College Educational Seismology Project. She says there is real scientific value in broadening the project's network of seismographs into the Granite State.
They are recording on their seismograph how the earth is shaking right underneath their feet at the moment from that earthquake across the globe. So this is leaps and bounds in giving us knowledge.
The Merrimack Library was able to raise the $10,000 it needed to purchase the seismograph through local donations. Bebo says she hopes the program can expand farther into the state. She'd love to see a seismograph as far north as Pittsburgh. But just how seismically active is New Hampshire? Rick Corman is the state geologist.
It's fairly active, although not that many of them are significant enough to really get people's attention.
He says one that did grab people's attention was the earthquake in 2012 that Yvette Kauser felt in Merrimack. The 4.0 tremor originated in southern Maine, but rattled the Granite State and was felt as far away as Connecticut. There's no record of any earthquakes that caused significant damage in New Hampshire, but Corman says it's still worth educating people about why they happen.
Just having people tuned into planet Earth and, you know, the natural processes, geologic processes, is a good thing.
And that's what Kauser says is going on in Merrimack. Many people in the community have already signed up to get electronic alerts anytime there's a seismic reading. And she hopes the seismograph may even spark an interest in science among local students.
What we want to do specifically is to partner with the Merrimack schools and have the seismologists train the teachers so that they can really see an actual seismograph machine in place working, you know, locally, down the street.
Meanwhile, she says the library will hold training sessions this summer for staff and community members to learn how to use the data. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.
I feel the earth move under my